70. I am so glad our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that
service. We're back doing the drive-ins again, and it's good to see each and every one that has came along
this morning. The Lord bless you. We want to sing another hymn just after we open in prayer, but if you'd like to turn to it, number 336, Blessed Be the Fountain of Blood to a World of Sinners Revealed. Now, before we sing this next hymn, we're just going to open in prayer because we don't want to be too long this morning, just about an hour if we can, to let everybody way back home and get back into the comfort of your own home. So let's just bow our heads while we ask God's blessing in our service this morning. Our precious Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus Christ, that we can have the knowledge of sins forgiven. And for truth we can say, we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Lord, we give you thanks, Lord, for the satisfaction it brings, and the joy and the hope and the assurance that it is to be born again of the Spirit of God, to be found in you, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy, Lord. You bought us back, and we thank you, Lord, that you've rescued us, Lord, for we were heading, Lord, into darkness, but, Lord, you came and shone a light. We thank you, Lord, that that light was Jesus Christ. And, Lord, your word says that he lighteth the heart of every man. Lord, we just ask you this morning, Lord, that indeed as the gospel goes forth, Lord, that a light will be lit and shone all round about, Lord, that you'll help us, Lord, even for us, Lord, to shine our lights in the dark places. Lord, that men and women will know, Lord, that we have been with Jesus and have the testimony that they said of Peter and John, that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they took knowledge they had been with Jesus. Pray, Lord, this morning that will be our testimony. We pray, Lord, that when we go home, Lord, that, Lord, that the rays of glory will be upon us, Lord. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will go with us, Lord, ever we go, where we go, Lord. And, Lord, that we'll be a witness for you, Lord Jesus Christ, until you come or call in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we ask you this morning that you'll bless the word and bless the singing. And, Lord, for those that's unwell at this time or sick, Lord, we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that indeed you'll touch them and bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. Restore strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we think of our brother Billy this morning. Indeed, we pray, Lord, that you'll grant them strength, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray that you'll raise them up, Lord, to full health in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll increase each and every one of our faith, Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, this morning, Lord, that we'll always have our eyes set on you. And Lord, we're asking you this morning because we know that vain is the help of man. We know of our own strength we can accomplish nothing, Lord, but we know, Lord, we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. And Lord, I ask you, Lord Jesus, there's a sister, Lord, Pamela, I believe her name is, Lord, you know her circumstance and situation. We pray, Lord, you'll heal her as well. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, also that each person that's gathered here this morning, I pray, Lord God, that you'll pour out a special blessing. And I ask you, Lord, if there's one here this morning that's needing a need met, Lord, that's needing or depending upon you, Lord Jesus Christ, that indeed you'll meet that need. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you will minister, Lord, because you are a revealer of the secrets of the heart. Lord, man knows nothing, Lord, but you know all things, Lord. Lord, indeed your word says that you didn't need to be told everything because you knew everything and you knew that was in the heart of man. And so, Lord, this morning, you know what's in the heart of each person here. Maybe someone's carrying a burden this morning, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you'll take that burden away in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just ask you now for your glory to come down upon us, Lord. Help us with the singing. Help us with songs of praise. Help us, Lord, even as the pastor would come and open up thy word, to bring forth thy word this morning. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that thy word will even go further than the boundary of this place this morning. But, Lord, that near and wide, Lord, far and near, that people will listen in. And, Lord, people will be encouraged and touched by the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and our lovely Saviour's name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Can we turn then just to your hymn book, number 336, Blessed Be the Fountain of Blood to a World of Sinners Revealed.
Blessed be the fountain of
for us before I hand over to our pastor this morning. Sing that little chorus, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me.
I know it was the blood. Each and every one this morning. We do give everyone a very warm welcome in their service in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we appreciate that we have this opportunity to gather again around the Word of God. And I just want to thank all the brothers that helped out to make this possible, that we can have this here today. And we're living in strange times, and we're doing the best we can to continue on and to go forward with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we know this world's in birth pains, and the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, is imminent. The coming of the Lord is nearer today than it's ever been before. I want to thank our brother Gary, and I want to thank each one that's turned out. Perhaps there's quite a few not here yet, but the Lord bless those that has came this morning. And you know, I think it's very important that we continue to have fellowship in whatever way we can, because you could get into the situation where you don't have any form of church and any form of worship, and get away from the things of God and backslide during this time. But we don't want to be backsliders. We want to be on fire for God today more than ever during what's happening in the world. And we want to be witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. I want this morning to talk about the importance of the birth of Jesus Christ. And I want to read from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was in this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child
of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, and saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. I want just to bow for a word of prayer again this morning, and we want to ask for the Lord's blessing. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee that we have an open access from thy footstool into thy very throne room and presence through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for this tremendous privilege. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we that were filthy and unclean can come into thy holy presence by this new and living way. We do ask for the pleading of the precious blood over our gathering, over our airwaves, and that you'll bless all that will hear the word of God today and get thyself all the praise and all the glory. Lord, I do take the promised Holy Ghost to help me, and I thank you that you do, in Jesus Christ's name. Father, I pray for all those that ask for prayer, even as our brothers mentioned, and we do say amen to it, that thou indeed will touch every one of them and raise them up to health and strength in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Just to say, next Sunday morning, our brother Mark will be bringing the word of God next Sunday morning. And tell others about it. Spread the news. And we'll also be live again this evening on our church app and Facebook at 4:30, and also on Wednesday. And continuing on, I have to keep going on for God, and I want you to keep going on, and I want you to be encouraged this morning. I want to say, even though we know that the 25th of December was not the birth of Jesus Christ, we as Christians and believers can have that as a day where we can remember the Lord Jesus Christ and make it a special day of remembrance for our lovely Savior. We also, as believers, can also still take this opportunity of the birth of Christ that is most important. And we know and we've read that the angel told Joseph, thou shalt call his name Jesus. I wrote here in my notes in Friday night, the 22nd of December, I believe the Spirit of God spoke into my spirit very clearly. And the Spirit of God said to me that we need to preach more on the name of Jesus. And I have endeavored from that time to preach more on his name than any other name. And I want to say this morning that there is no name that we are called to preach about or upon, only the name of Jesus Christ. You can talk about whatever other name you want to talk about. You can sing about whatever other name you want to sing about. But the Bible says the name of Jesus is the name we can be saved by. Neither is there salvation in any other name. This is a name son, which is just around the corner, the name of Jesus Christ. There is no other name equal or that can match the name of Jesus. Born without sin, the only man born without sin, the only man that knew no sin, the only man that had no sin, the only man that could say he did the perfect will of the Father and never, ever went out of that will, the only man. All the prophets failed. All the prophets fell short. Every one of them made mistakes. But the Lord Jesus Christ never failed. He never made a mistake. He was a perfect man. He was more than a man. He was God in flesh to defeat the works of the devil. What a name. The name of Jesus. Born without sin. A name that's above every other name, both in heaven and on earth. The lovely, precious name of Jesus. Jesus was all man, and yet Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, says he was the God-man. More than a man. I don't care how good a man is. If he's a prophet or the king of the throne, you could never call any other man the God-man. But you can call the Lord Jesus Christ the God-man, for he was and is the God-man. Praise his lovely name. Isaiah 9 verse 6 tells us, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God." My, you don't read that when you read about Job. You don't read that when you read about Isaiah, the great prophet. You don't read that when you read of Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. You don't read that when you read of Joel. You don't read that when you read of any apostles. But there is one man that the Bible reads that he is God in flesh. Praise his name. The mighty God. This man is not just called a man, but he is called in the Bible the mighty God. The mighty God. The counselor. Praise his name. Praise his name. The Prince of Peace. I want to say today there's no peace without the Lord Jesus Christ. It is through the Lord Jesus Christ that we can have peace. There is no peace without the Lord Jesus Christ. But with the Lord Jesus Christ there is peace, there is assurance, there is blessing, and there is hope when all hope seems to be gone. Jesus Christ gives hope through his name. Jesus was Almighty God, manifested in flesh. John 1 verse 1 tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We all called to preach, every one of us, every man that stands behind a pulpit should preach Jesus Christ. There's lots of things you can talk about, but it's Jesus Christ we're called to preach. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 2 tells us, "For I am determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified." We are to preach Jesus Christ. Look what our Lord said in Acts chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. Look at the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put on his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." My, is not wonderful So many people today are so concerned about everything that's going on, even preachers. And they spend all their sermons and they spend all their time going to fix everything up. But Jesus told his disciples, don't waste your time worrying about times and seasons, but preach the gospel. Preach the good news. And I believe that's a warning to every one of us. We're not to get caught up with COVID or with Donald Trump or any other Trump, but we should get caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, Jesus Christ is in control. He hasn't lost control. He's in full control. He resumed full control and full responsibility back of the devil at Calvary. And it's him we're to preach, and it's him we're to talk about. Now I know there's many things important, and I know we're to pray for those in authority. We believe that. But I tell you, there's so many people that have all the answers today. So many people have all the answers to all that's going on in the world. And in 3 months' time, it changes. And what they say, it's not right. But I tell you, when you preach the gospel, it'll not fail. When you preach the gospel, it'll do what it says it will do. Praise God. Look, at it's now important to know the times of the seasons, which the Father put in his own power to preach the gospel to the whole world. How many know the gospel is the good news? The gospel is the news that Jesus saves sinners. Now, I want this morning to tell you a testimony of a man that I know well. And this man is in his late 70s. He's a Roman Catholic from the south of Ireland. His name is Jack. Jack keeps pigeons. And because Jack keeps pigeons, he met another friend of mine that keeps pigeons. And most of you know this man. He spoke at our Christmas dinner last year. And he met Jack, and Jack with the pigeons. And he could see that Jack was in a heavy condition of depression. And even unknown to my friend, Jack was in a condition of suicide. My friend Rodney shared with him the gospel, told him the Lord Jesus could save him, told him the Lord Jesus could rescue him and change him and forgive his sins and change his life and give him a whole new perspective on life. And he shared with Jack the good news that 2,000 years ago in a place called Calvary, a man called Jesus died to save this whole world and all in it that will call on his name. Jack said, Rodney, I'll accept the Savior. And Jack prayed the prayer. He called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And he asked God to forgive his sins through his only provided way, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jack went home. And several months later, he came back up to Rodney here in the north. And he said, Rodney, I have a present for you. And he opened the boot of his car. And he pulled out a rope with a noose on it. And he said, Rodney, this is a present. And Rodney says, Jack, I don't understand. And he says, Rodney, the day you spoke to me, I had a rope already arranged to hang myself and commit suicide. But on the day I met with you and Jesus, God changed my mind and lifted me from the pit of depression and from the pit of despondency. And here's the rope, for I won't need it anymore. And he went to church and he took communion in a church not far from here. Well, that was quite a time ago, and Jack hadn't been to Mass for a long time. But several weeks ago, Jack went to Mass and went to the chapel. And the priest met him and he says, Jack, boy, you're looking powerful wear. And you seem to be very happy. And Jack says, Father, why would I not be happy? Jesus has saved me and broke my bonds and set me free. And the priest was shocked at Jack's response. And he says, Jack, I have to admit it. There's a change on you. And he says, Jack, do you want to do a confession? And he says, Father, I've done one to the only one I need to do it to. And he is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I won't need another confession today. For I've done my confession to the Lord Jesus. My, I tell you, is not wonderful. Then he said, Father, I'll tell you something more. He said, I went to church with my friend in the north. And I done communion. And the priest says, Jack, I hope you didn't take the bread and the wine. And he says, Father, I did. And it was great. And I remembered the Lord's birth and resurrection and what he'd done for me in the cross. And I took the bread and the wine and I feel great. May I tell you, that's a testimony. That's a wonderful testimony. And he told that old dry high priest. He says, I know I had a rope made to hang myself. A rope made to hang myself on a tree. But when I met my friend in the north, I done away with a rope. My, that's wonderful. Wonderful news. Wonderful testimony. Because of a man called Jesus. Not because of some great priest or prophet, but because of a man called Jesus. My friend, this world needs Jesus. This country of Northern Ireland needs Jesus. It needs the Savior in the morning, in the evening, and all day through. If you're suffering today, there's a man that can change it for you. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're backslidden today, there's a man who can restore you. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Savior of the world, of all men, especially of those that believe. What a wonderful name, the name of Jesus. I tell you, we're called to preach Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, and Pentecost was inauguration of the church, the disciples went out and they preached everywhere, proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ. They proclaimed it. They met the sick, and through that name, the sick were healed. The unsaved were saved by believing on the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Look, he preached through the name. You could go to Acts chapter 10, verse 33 to 39, and so on. And you'll see this in verse 38 of Acts chapter 10. And here's part of Peter's sermon. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Verse 39. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen, verse 41, chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. I tell you, Jesus Christ was anointed of God by the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. My Jack in the south of Ireland, a Roman Catholic that was in a church for years, was in deep, dark depression. But when he heard about Jesus Christ, We should endeavor to see not how fit we can get or how much television we can watch, but what about an endeavor and what about a program to see how close we can get to the Lord Jesus this incoming year. I tell you, it would not be a good ambition. Would not be a great thing to do. And my, if any's listening in the day that's not saved, the Savior that changed Jack and transformed Jack can do it for you. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. In the darkest moment, Jesus can come. When all hope seems to be gone, Jesus can come. My, you know, the late Jack Cole was dying, lying in a trailer. And if anyone knows Jack Cole or ever seen his photograph, he was a very big man, far bigger than I am. And I'm not the slimmest lad, I know that. But Jack was a big fella. And I tell you, Jack weighed hardly 100-pound weight. Starved to death, dying, given up by the doctors, and given up by the medical. But Jack Cole said that Jesus stepped in to his trailer and healed him and delivered him and gave him power and strength to preach the gospel. Several years later, a brother met Jack Cole and he said, "Jack, what happened to you?" And he said, "Brother, 2 T-bone steaks every night." He weighed way over 200-pound weight when the man saw him, and he didn't even know him. The last time he saw him, he was at death's door, but God healed him. God is not only a Savior, but he's a healer. There's no Savior, only Jesus. And there's no healer, only the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one we're to uplift. He's the one we're to look to, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm coming to a close. 5 minutes and I'm finished. I want you to see how these disciples in Acts chapter 10 preached through the name of Jesus and got backed up. Look at Peter's sermon. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard the word. Peter's words were so inspired of God that those that heard the words, the Holy Spirit came on them. That's the type of inspiration we need today. That's the type of preaching we need today. That the preacher's so filled with the Holy Ghost that the very people that hear his voice, the Holy Spirit will grip them and come on them. I tell you, God did it then. He is able to do it now, for he has never changed. Look what it made them do. The same as they did at the beginning of Pentecost. And I tell you, there's a real Pentecostal experience today, like there was in the days of the Bible. And there's a real Savior today, like there was in the days of the Bible. And he is the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want to be a Sunday church, but we want to be an everyday church. I tell you, we're not Christians just on a Sunday, but we should be still Christians on a Monday and on a Tuesday. We should have a testimony. Not that we tell lies or tell stories that's not true. But we should have a testimony in front of the unsaved that they know we've been to Jesus. Like a brother Gary mentioned this morning. They were unlearned and ignorant men, the disciples. But those that met them took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. And I tell you, that old priest in the south of Ireland, may the Lord save him. But he knew who Jack had been with, didn't he? He knew Jack was changed. He saw it on his face. He saw it on his countenance. And Jack didn't need the rope no more. He swapped the rope for hope. He gave up the rope and he got hope. And Romans 5, what's it say? For hope maketh not ashamed. For the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Let us bow our heads this morning, and I trust the Lord has blessed you, that you'll take something from the service. If you take nothing, take the name of Jesus. Think about the name of Jesus. Meditate upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Father in heaven, we thank thee this morning for the precious, lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We would pray that you would bless and strengthen your people. Touch all those that need a healing touch. Oh God, heal that woman, heal that man, heal that boy and heal that girl. In Jesus Christ's name. Father, I claim every soul over the hills of this land, over Bellacross. May every man be saved in Jesus' name. We claim them. Every neighbor, every friend, oh God, speak to them, move them, and bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all, and it's lovely to see each one here this morning. Tune in at 4:30, and next Sunday morning, Brother Mark will be bringing God's Word. God bless you all.
Can we turn to 626 in the Redemption Hymn Book? We're going to sing that hymn, Love Lifted Me. I was sinking deep in sin, sinking to rise no more. Very deeply stayed within. That's fine. That's okay. Sorry, number 626 in the Redemption Hymn Book. I was sinking deep in sin. Was not a wonderful testimony of how that the Lord came to Jack's rescue, and what a wonderful encouragement I'm sure it was for Brother Rodney to see that. Sometimes you don't know just maybe what a word, positive word or a prayer can do for someone just at the right time, but the Lord knows, and it's wonderful, praise God. Can I just remind you this morning that I'm sure there'll be a bucket there maybe on your way out. We're going to be lifting a love offering this morning for a gift for a pastor and his family at the Christmas time this time. So if you can, please give, and also for tithes as well. Make sure if you're giving tithes that it's marked on the envelope as tithes and not as offerings. So the Lord bless you for that this morning. We're going to sing this then, praise God, before we go. I was come together, Lord. And though, Lord, maybe it's not in the building, but Lord, what about it? When you taught and preached, Lord, you taught by the seaside, you taught and preached on the mountains, Lord, you preached in the open air everywhere you went. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for an opportunity where we can come and hear thy word been preached, and Lord, even to sing, Lord, just to make an effort to come together to praise and magnify you, Lord, to set aside a time where we come, Lord, unto you. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you'll bless each one that's here this evening as they go, and we pray, Lord, you'll grant each one travelling mercies and meet the need of every man and every woman, Lord, every boy and every girl, in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Lord, take care of each one, we pray. And Lord, we just ask you now, Lord Jesus Christ, that you will continue to receive unto yourself glory, honour and praise. In the lovely name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. The Lord bless you this morning as we go. Don't forget on the way out. And we're just going to sing a little chorus as we leave. Where could I go but to the Lord? Needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? The Lord bless.